Well, Scott, we've been telling people about this explosion at the Auto Leave plant in Box Elder County. We now have someone who witnessed that explosion joining us live on the KSL Newsline, and I believe we have Marty Simonich. And Marty, thanks for coming on with us. Tell us what you saw today.
Oh, basically, I didn't see it. I heard it. It was like a small explosion or deflagration, and I looked off to my backside, and the whole mountain looked like it was on fire and smoke, and then it turned to deep black smoke. And then all of a sudden, I start getting all these phone calls, and it's people saying there's tons of sheriffs and highway patrols are headed out, and then a life flight helicopter just flew over, and I'm hearing reports there's no fatalities and possible one injury being life flighted out.
Yeah, we've heard one person was flown to the hospital with burns. How isolated is this plant? Is it fairly well away from residential areas?
Yes, sir. It's up in the mountains, being up in the Great Salt Lake area, northern part. If you go over the pass, you'll run into Snowville, Utah. Mm-hmm. That's out by Promontory Point.
Mm-hmm.
Auto Leave makes the, I believe it makes the airbag boron pellets out here. So basically, the building is still burning, and hopefully they can get it out. I don't think they can fight it until it burns down.
Right. So you're close enough to see it, but you're far enough away that you're not in any danger, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're in a good area where the canyons and all the mountainsides keep it kind of isolated from where I'm at.
But it sounds like from what you're describing that this was a significant explosion and fire, though.
It was. I cannot report that it was a detonation because basically it might have been just a deflagration because of the amount of boom. It wasn't a shockwave, but it was enough to alert us to look to the right because there's a lot of rocket tests out here and small, explosion going on all the time out here because of the plant that's out here. But it was significant to look, and then it was obvious that something happened not good. And then tons of fire department, and like I said, the resources of Life Flight and emergency personnel all going lights and sirens on State Road 83 coming out here.
Marty, for those of us who aren't familiar with this plant, approximately how big is this building and how big is the fire that you're seeing right now?
The building's a pretty, it's almost like a Walmart-sized building. But it's up on the mountains. It's isolated in between two canyons. And basically, the amount of area that it's covering covers about 4 miles in an area of all their different buildings located up in the mountains where they make the chemicals to make their ingredients for their airbag, the oxidizer or whatever they use,
Right. Marty, I know this is probably information you don't have, but any idea how many people work in that area, how many people may need to be transported out of the area, that kind of thing?
They got it pretty well isolated. And the amount of people working, I don't know about Auto Leave, but it's after hours, and the only people that are working there is people that stay over, into a swing shift up at Auto Leave, and it's totally isolated from the public, and there's no chance of anybody getting hurt from any part of what they call quantity distance where you get the fire spreading over to other buildings. They've got it all isolated with fire breaks all around the building.
Marty, and as you said, you've only heard of one injury, right?
Correct.
All right.
Only one injury. That's it.
All right, Marty. Thanks so much for your time this afternoon. We appreciate you being with us.
Thank you, sir.